morning everybody. Wednesday, the 10th of November, and day two of the Marcus Spy section. Exciting stuff. I'm quite enjoying it. In fact, yesterday we sorted out the RBP, or the really boring portfolio, which we are going to use as the centerpiece for strategy calls. And as you'll see in the Marcus Spy section today, using the RBP's cash versus equities relationship turns out to be a fairly neat way of communicating strategy. So as you'll see today, that portfolio has 96.9% in equities and 3.1% in cash, which means we're fully invested. Bull market settings remain, and nothing to disturb that overnight. Dow Jones was down 112. At one point, it was down 260. VIX Volatility Index picked up a bit. Always sensitive to big moves in that. That's a very small move. Futures this morning were up 20. At one point, we were up 25, 26. And at one point, we're down 9. As I speak, we're up 7. A few little features today. Overnight, Tesla fell 12%. Still up 46% this year, but it's had a big two-day drop on Elon Musk weirdly polling people in a tweet about should I sell 10% of the company. Bit of a stupid thing to do, but there you go. And just before that poll, his brother, I think, sold some stock. And there's another article about Michael Burry, who is the big short guy who shorted Tesla. Some suggestion he may want to sell stocks to cover some debts. So Tesla had a bad night. Tesla is hardly representative of equities as a whole. It's a volatile stock, so I don't think we need to worry about it too much. Other quick things, S&P 500 broke its, 8 days on the trot of going up? So just coming off record highs. Lots of chatter about caution ahead of the US inflation numbers tonight. There was a Chinese PPI number today, which was higher than expected, and our market sort of came off the top a little bit. There's a European inflation number as well. So inflation caution as we hit all-time highs in the US. Not surprising we're seeing a moment of doubt. Resources stocks losing some color today as the iron ore price falls 1.5%. One of the biggest trades in our market is finding or catching or timing the bottom on BHP, Rio and Fortescue. But the iron ore price having another leg down at the moment as the Chinese extend their steel production curbs into the first quarter of next year to try and keep blue skies over the Winter Olympics. So not time to buy them yet. Interest rates are coming off, bond yields are coming off the top. All that bond market scariness from a couple of weeks ago has been dissipated by the RBA last week. Aussie dollar at 73.79, under 74 cents. And that's good news for all our international stocks, and some of those looking fairly fruity today compared to the rest of the market. Banks having a fabulous day today after a pretty floppy day yesterday. And we've got the National Bank, which fell about 2% yesterday, up 4.2% today. The broker recommendations are not exactly exciting, and the target price is average 3.7% below the current share price. Every target price from brokers is below the current share price. And we've got recommendations: neutral, neutral, equal weight, hold, outperform, and an out of date accumulate from Ord Minnett. So nobody excited about the NAB, but up it goes today, 4.3%. I think I must have missed something. Not sure what that is, but all good. They have their dividend coming up on November the 15th, I believe. And no one's going to be selling it ahead of that. No one that's interested in income and franking anyway. So on watch for the CPI numbers out of the US tonight. That obviously, along with jobs, is the biggest driver for Fed policy at the moment. On the Fed, you might have seen some headlines about candidates other than Powell being considered for the Fed chair. Surely he's a shoo-in. The market will like Powell if he gets in. It means more of the same, and with the market hitting record highs, they love more of the same. You've probably seen the Noosa Mining Conference has started day one. There is a list of companies presenting in the Marcus Today section today. Imugene down 1% today after an update. Tom wrote a buy, hold, sell on Imugene recently. A link to that is in the Marcus Today section. Goldman's talking about a commodities super cycle similar to the resources boom in the early 2000s and in 1970. Oil, copper and aluminium, their preferred commodities. Suncorp has had a quarterly update and is hardly moved, up 0.4%. for the wee bit nanomites. You'll need to read Henry's take to be a wee bit nanomite. Anyway, WBT wee bit nano, $25.7 million placement, 1 for 41. We've got a Macquarie upgrade on CSL today. Target price 7% above the current share price. Brokers aren't exactly excited. Lots of hold recommendations. Average target price 1% below the current price. And that's about that for market snippets today. To the Marcus Spy section. Yesterday, as I say, we did the really boring portfolio, and we'll use that for strategy. As I say, equities 96.9%, so fully invested. A couple of little things happening on the strategy front. One of them is Evergrande. I've got a spreadsheet that monitors the share price of the Chinese property developers every day, listed in Hong Kong. One of them, Fantasia. Do you remember Fantasia being one of the property developers in trouble? It's fallen 48% today, but Evergrande unchanged today and only down 1.7% in a week. Evergrande services offshoot up 1.3%, Evergrande vehicle up 0.6%. The whole Evergrande situation seems to have calmed down. I think the assumption is that the company is going to wear the pain and the Chinese authorities are hands off unless they need to contain a spillover into the wider economy, but that doesn't appear to be likely. So the Evergrande situation being diffused daily at the moment. On the portfolios, I tried to get it done for today, but I have had a few things on this morning. I am in the process of engineering the FUFU portfolio, which is the Forever Stocks, and I'll be using the bones of the pre-existing growth portfolio. The reason for that is not I'm trying to fudge some past performance. I prefer to start fresh, to tell you the truth, but because some of you are invested in or being guided by that growth portfolio, so I feel duty bound to provide some continuity by telling you which stocks are going out, which stocks are staying in, and which stocks are being added. I've got a pretty good idea what that is, but I haven't had time to put it all up today. Remember, this is a low activity collection of quality stocks. These are supposed to be long-term outperformers, not themed stocks or trades, but forever stocks. And the first and most obvious one, I got asked yesterday if I could write up one stock that if I had to hold it for life, which Australian stock would it be? And I consider that to be a FUFU stock, a forever stock. So I've written up Macquarie, which is the first stock I'd pick in the Australian market as a forever stock. Have a look at that piece in the newsletter today. It's called a FUFU stock. That's the section name, and in that I've written about Macquarie. I won't run through all the details. I'll leave you to read it, but it's reasons to hold Macquarie forever. Of course, we won't hold it forever. It is a stock that booms in the boom times and corrects in the corrections. Usually booms more than the market and corrects more than the markets. It's long duration trading, I call it. At the moment, it's a boom on, so Macquarie's a hold, but it won't always be a bull market, and we will do our best to pick the big pivot points, the tops and the bottoms on Macquarie. So it is forever, but it doesn't mean you can't trade it around the big highs and big lows, which is what we will attempt to do. But have a read about Macquarie and why it's a forever stock in the newsletter today, and I will get to the rest of the FUFU portfolio very soon. The other bit of the SPY section, of course, is strategy portfolios and I for ideas. I haven't started the portfolio yet. I'm still designing the spreadsheet so that it provides you with a little more insight than just a stock code, a date, and a price. I want to be able to communicate why it's on the list. And note that this ideas section, or this MP portfolio, is not about investment. It's about anything we want it to be. Stocks can be quality or speculative, short-term, long-term, chart-based, technical, 10-bagger hopefuls, anything goes. We're not going to get too high on our horse about fundamentals and about quality, but we will note characteristics of any ideas we have in the spreadsheet, which is why it's taken me a little while to build. But it should allow you to choose what suits you and what to chase and what not to chase. So today I've got an idea. I had thought maybe I should do an idea a day. We'll see how I go with that. But the idea today is coal. COP26. This is something that's turned up on the technical scans as well. So a combination of factors. But there's a little bit of logic in coal bottoming. The coal price went up from $70 to over $180 in the last year. In fact, it was almost down at $50 to $180. In the last month, it's come off 51%, and in the last couple of weeks, bounced 17%. The coal price has come right back to trend and then bounced. At the same time, there are buy signals on New Hope Coal and Whitehaven Coal, the two most obvious coal stocks in Australia. And there's a little bit of logic behind it, because COP26, it's still running. It ends on Friday, but the headlines are pretty terrible. Or good if you happen to be a coal company or an oil company. But the suggestions are there will be no deal on the carbon market. The European climate chief says the honest truth is that we're not where we want to be. We are not even close. The conference president has said that there's still a mountain to climb towards a goal that caps the global temperature gain at 1.5%. They'll publish something this week called the Covered Decision, which is a document that summarises the commitments of the participant countries. But it doesn't seem to have achieved quite as much as everyone had hoped. A lot of hype. Even the activists consider it to be disappointing, although I'm sure there is no pleasing them whatever happens. But it does create a situation where the coal price dropped heavily, dropped 51%, as I say, it dropped heavily into COP26. And now COP26 looks like a bit of a dysfunctional failure. The coal price has started to bounce and the stocks with it. So technical buy signals. As I say, I haven't built the spreadsheet yet. Otherwise, if I had, I would probably add Whitehaven Coal and New Hope Coal as short-term trades to the spreadsheet today. You can see the charts in the SPY section today. Also, I was going to add, or would be adding, probably a gold stock or two, but I see Hemery's already got onto this in his section, beat me to it. He's talked about St. Barbara Mines. You could trade a whole load of different gold stocks for any sort of bounce in the gold price, but two that turned up on the technical scans was Evolution Mining, EVN, and St. Barbara SBM, and I've put the charts in the SPY section, buy signals there. Of course, gold is a hedge against inflation, and with the US inflation number tonight, it may just be a flash in the pan. But if that inflation number is above expectations and kicks off a whole round of discussion about inflation not being transitory but persistent, then maybe there is a trade to be had in gold, and those are two of the stocks you could have a crack at. I will get that spreadsheet sorted soon. If the inflation number's high tomorrow, I would probably be trying my hand at a gold stock in the short term. Right, that's about it. I will get back to work on the Fufu portfolio, see if I can get that up for tomorrow. As I leave you, our market up 10, Dow futures down 68, banks up, NAB up 4.6% now, tech stocks and resources all down, BlueScope Steel down 4%, lithium stocks all down as well, coming off the boil. That's about that. You have a fabulous day, and I will speak to you soon.